You are watching HR TV today from the conference Global HR Laboratory, and my special guest here now is Dorothy Pastoor, director of ISC company from Netherlands. Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Today you had presentation about trends in evaluation and development of senior leaders. Can you tell me more about the topic?
Yeah, so what we see is because, I mean, the world's changing in terms of the digital age, right, in terms of communication. So communication became very democratic, right? So leaders are now really required to communicate in a very conscious way. So what do they communicate, when, to whom, is even more important than before. And the other thing is about that more and more companies want to develop talents internally, mm-hmm. right? So that, of course, they still hire people, but they focus on, you know, promoting people internally. And this is where it's very important to differentiate performance evaluation and potential identification. Because what you measure very often to promote somebody is to look how this person's performing at the moment, you know, or in the past. But what we really want to see and want to forecast is how they are performing on a higher level. So this is why we need to identify potential. And so this became more and more important, even if it was always important, but the focus is now stronger and sharper. And there's one topic we at YSC identify in particularly, that leadership is more under scrutiny. So scrutiny is when you have really close observation, right? So the leaders are really in check externally and internally. So they're really in the spotlight more and more. So this is kind of a pressure a lot of leaders have struggled to deal with. And this is when resilience is more and more important, you know, to bounce back and to be able to cope with this.
Mm-hmm. Your company works mostly for Western European countries. Can you tell us more about the level of development of senior leadership or senior leaders in those companies, in those countries?
Okay, so what we see is that, so the countries I'm working most of all is UK, Holland, the Netherlands and Germany. And it's really, it becomes more and more important to be authentic as a leader. So authentic leadership is really kind of, is a topic that more and more people are interested in. So not a cookie cutter leader is not the one companies are actually looking for, but really you stay yourself, you know, you don't change, but you just become a more effective leader with your personality, you know. But this is why you need to be aware who you are to become an authentic leader if you want to. So the self-awareness is crucial to know who you are and where your strengths are, and then your environment can benefit from the strength even better.
Mm-hmm. Just in conclusion, can you share with us some maybe proven tips which you had from your own practice with senior leadership management?
Yeah, so what I just said, I think whenever you help them to raise their own self-awareness, so I mean 360 degree is very helpful to match the self-image and the perception of others, you know? So whenever you can provide any tools like that, I think this is very helpful. And not just because you want to let them know that they're wrong, but they can open their horizon. Because leadership is all about perception. You can't be a leader without the perception of others. So this is important to lighten up your blind spots. Whatever you can do to lighten up the blind spots of a leader, I would do that.
Okay. Rudy, thank you very much for our short interview.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your
Thank you very much. Thanks.